Hi, I'm Marshall and I'm on Team Kids.
I'm Elena and I'm on Team Kids.
I'm Mindy and I'm on Team Parents.
I'm Zach and I'm on Team Parents. And this is the Kids vs. Parents Trivia Podcast.
I'm very excited for our topic today. Elena, you know what it is. What are we doing today?
Finish That Lyric show tunes.
So we were asked to do more Finish That Lyric. Thank you for putting in the reviews what you'd love to hear. We also have a Facebook and Instagram accounts you can follow, and you can comment to us or send us a message of things you'd like to hear. Marshall, we're doing Finish That Lyric show tunes. How do you feel about show tunes? Do you know what show tunes are?
Yeah.
Show tunes are either songs from Broadway musicals or there's also movie musicals in here. So like I have some Greatest Showman, I have some Sound of Music, I have the new musical that we listened to over Christmas and watched, Spirited, that's in here. I know Elena's a musical fan.
Yeah, I'm obsessed with musicals. It's like my favorite genre of music and of plays.
Right, right. Zach, how are you feeling about show tunes?
I've spent most of my life doing theater of one kind or another. I'm a little nervous because if I don't do well in this category, I feel like I'm missing out. I think I'll do pretty well.
Yeah, Zach, when I put these in categories from easy to hard, which these do go from easy to hard, it was harder for me knowing you were going to answer these because I know every show you've done and directed. So while the general public might see this as a different as easy to hard, like I know you've directed some of these shows. So I'm like, well, he better know this, even though for most people, that's kind of an obscure thing.
Right. It ranges from shows we've seen to shows we've directed rather right. than the traditional scale.
Yeah. So these are easy. I put these easy to hard for the general public. If people playing at home, it's probably easy to hard. The way it's going to be structured today is we have round one, which is easier, and round two, which is harder. Round one is worth 1 point. Round two is worth 2 points. 5 questions each. But there is a new thing I've never done before. I have a bonus question on each round. And the reason I have a bonus question on each round is because most of these songs are pretty mainstream musicals the general public will know and like and probably have heard before. But I wanted to throw something in there that the musical theater nerds will appreciate. So the bonus questions are worth 1 extra point. Round one bonus question is going to be worth 2. Round two bonus question is going to be worth 3. And those are either from a musical or a part of a musical or a lyric in a musical that you need to be a real musical theater soul to be able to get. Okay?
Okay.
So that means there are 20 points at play.
Okay.
All right. Are we ready?
Yeah.
Ready.
I'm excited.
Here we go. Let's start with kids. Don't you think?
Yeah.
Some of these I can tell you the name of the song or the musical and some of them I can't. So I can tell you, kids, your very first question. We're starting easy. We're going to start with The Greatest Showman. Pretty contemporary. It's a movie. A lot of people have seen it. I cannot tell you the name of the song, but it's a very famous song from the show. I'm going to have you finish that lyric, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
When the sharpest words want to cut me down, I'm going to send a flood, going to drown them out. I am brave. I am bruised. I am who I'm meant to be.
This is me.
Yeah, This Is Me. I think that was the most famous popular song from that show.
I love that song.
It's a good song.
Yeah.
Marsh, you're a Greatest Showman fan.
Kind of.
You liked more of the guy songs, like The Other Side and stuff like that, right, Marsh?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. But we watched The Greatest Showman quite a few times.
Yeah, when it came out, we were big fans in our family.
My favorite character is the bearded lady. She's cool.
Yeah, she's great. First parents question. You ready, Zach?
Ready.
All right. Starting easy on you. You should know this. All right. This is from Grease. And I believe you've directed Grease.
This is the first show I ever directed.
All right. And this is from You're the One That I Want. I've got chills. They're multiplying. And I'm losing control. Oh, the power you're supplying.
It's electrifying.
It is electrifying. Yes, it is. Kids, have you heard that song?
Only you singing it.
Only me singing it.
We should at least pull out the old movie. Watch John Travolta.
Yeah. Have we made you watch Grease?
No.
I mean, there's some parts of it that are not great for kids.
It had its time.
It had its time. I watched it as a kid, but the 80s were a different time. All right. Kids song two. This is from Annie. You guys know Annie?
Yeah. I love Annie.
Have you? You've seen Annie, Marshall. A few versions. Maybe at Grandma's house.
Remember?
I've watched it.
I've watched it once.
Okay. All right. There's a pretty famous song from it called Tomorrow. Does that ring a bell?
Yeah.
Okay. So let's see if you can finish this lyric to Tomorrow from Annie. The sun will come out tomorrow. Bet your bottom dollar that tomorrow. There'll be light.
Sun?
Yes.
Okay.
So how does it go? Bet your bottom dollar that tomorrow.
There'll be sun.
Yeah. Marsh, does that seem familiar to you?
Nope.
No. You don't know that?
Good thing you have your sister here.
Yeah. Leda knows that. We've sung that, I think, before.
Yeah, we have. I'm a musical theater nerd.
Yeah. We sing some show tunes. Okay. Parents, question two. This is right for those of us in our late 30s, early 40s. This is from Rent. And this is from Seasons of Love. 525,600 minutes. 525,000 moments so dear. 525,600 minutes. How do you...
Measure a year.
That's exactly it. Yes.
My years and years of singing Rent with friends throughout high school is happy that I got that right.
Yeah. Yes. Measure. Even got it with the double. Measure a year. Rent is definitely from our teenage years. That was the cool thing when we were in high school for musical theater kids.
It was the thing.
The only thing, really. That and like Chicago.
Yeah.
My friends like Chicago. All right. Kids three, The Wizard of Oz. I don't think, have we watched The Wizard of Oz? Did we already talk about this? No.
I've watched The Wizard of Oz.
Never.
I think we maybe already talked about this on a podcast, how we need to watch The Wizard of Oz.
And we haven't remedied that yet.
In the Witches episode.
Oh, in the Witches episode. Yes, you're right. Okay, well, this is Somewhere Over the Rainbow, which you should know. So we'll see. Somewhere over the rainbow, way up high, there's a land that I heard of.
Once in a lullaby.
Yeah, I've sung that enough to you, right?
Yeah.
I used to sing it to you like almost every single night when you went to bed.
She just started.
That's probably why it's engraved in my brain.
Yeah, probably.
She just started singing it and then I just sang it.
Yeah, you kind of came to you or you just joined in?
I just copied her because I wanted to act like I know I knew it.
Oh, okay. Well, that happens sometimes. That's why you have a teammate. I think what we're coming to realize is we just need to watch The Wizard of Oz.
Yeah, probably.
Marshall's face. He's like, no, I'm good. Parents question three. Zach, Oklahoma. It's a musical theater classic.
Okay.
This is where I think you might not know this, but a lot of people will. We'll see. Oh, what a beautiful morning. Oh, what a beautiful day. I've got a beautiful feeling. Everything's...
going my way.
Yeah, that's right. Everything's going my way.
I actually knew that too.
You did? How do you know that? It's an old musical.
Well, I think I've heard it like once or twice. Also, I pretty much just guessed because that's kind of the theme of the song.
Right, and like rhyming.
Yeah,
with rhyming.
It rhymes with the thing and that's the theme of the song.
There's also a great version of Hugh Jackman from Greatest Showman singing that song.
That's true. If you guys wanted to watch some version of Oklahoma, we should watch the Hugh Jackman stage production. It's very good. And you guys like Hugh Jackman, right, Marshall? You're a Hugh Jackman fan.
Wolverine.
Yeah, he's both Wolverine and Curly from Oklahoma.
He's got range.
He's got range. The man has range. Kids, question four. Here it is, Spirited. This was our favorite musical over the holiday season. And I thought Will Ferrell and Ryan Reynolds did a great job with it. Marshall, you liked Spirited?
Uh-huh.
Elena, what was your favorite song from Spirited?
Well, there were a lot of good ones, but I really liked Good Afternoon.
Oh, Good Afternoon was great.
That was fun.
Oh, sorry.
Ryan Reynolds and Will Ferrell are actually surprisingly good singers.
Yeah, they are. Surprisingly good singers. All right, here we go. So this is from Spirited, from Do a Little Good. Okay. So can we do a little good? Maybe give a little more? Work a little harder than we did.
The day before. Do a little good.
Yeah, you got it.
Yeah, the day I was before. About to say that.
Good job, Marshall.
Yeah, that's a good song. That was...
harder than we did the day before.
Yeah.
Do a little good.
Yeah, that was a fun number. And it had a good message. I thought it had a good message.
Yeah, it did.
Parents, question four. All right. So I thought this was cool when I was in high school, even if you didn't. Chicago. This is from Chicago. And this is a song that a lot of people probably know from this musical, even if they don't know that it's from this musical. This, I can't say tell you this title because that is what I'm looking for. But it goes like this. Come on, babe, why don't we paint the town? Ba-dum-bum.
And all that jazz.
That's it. And all that jazz. That's the title of the song. So that's why I couldn't say it. All that jazz. Yes. Lena, you know Chicago.
A little bit. I haven't watched it, but...
Yeah, I mean, it's not really about kid stuff, but you know the music.
Yeah, I know the music decently well.
Yeah. I loved Chicago as a high school student because it was like a little edgy, but not too edgy. But in seeing in your eyes, I think I was the only one.
No, I think people certainly like Chicago, but I didn't have high school friends obsessed with Chicago nearly the way they were with Rent.
Yeah, that's a little more of an old soul thing. I mean, but we weren't like, yay, Carousel. Like, no one cared about those.
No. Now, I was in high school when I saw Chicago for the first time.
Yeah, I think I was in college, but yeah. And it just felt like, ooh, this is like a little dangerous. It's about murders and such.
Yep.
Yeah.
It is?
Yeah. It's about like people going to jail.
I want to watch it.
One day. Okay, kids, question five. This is from the iconic musical, The Sound of Music. But since we're getting into a little bit of harder questions, this is not from the song, The Sound of Music itself. I think that'd be too easy. So this is from the song, So Long Farewell.
But what is it from?
The song is called So Long Farewell. And you might, if you haven't heard the song ever, it's from The Sound of Music. So if you don't know this lyric, you could maybe guess it based on rhyming and the context of the song, okay?
Okay.
So this is, there's a family of seven, I believe, children, and they're singing at a party, and they're at the end of the party, and they're singing goodnight, and they sing a song called So Long Farewell. And it goes like this. So long farewell, auf Wiedersehen, adieu, 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 to... Do you know what's next?
I've never heard any of that.
Well, what rhymes with adieu that they might say to
you?
Do you know to you?
To say goodnight to you?
To you. And there's a lot of people at the party, so how many times might they need to say that?
adieu.
To you and you and you. That's how that song goes. It's a really, really famous song. Very, very popular. So long. You guys know auf Wiedersehen. It means goodbye in German. But do we give him that, Zach?
No.
Or
no.
I don't think so.
Okay.
I've never
heard.
To
be fair, I've never watched The Sound of Music or heard that song.
I've never seen the movie, heard the song, heard of the song, or heard of the movie.
All right.
I never know any of them existed.
Well, we got to put it on the list. Okay, Zach. Parents question 5. This is from Oliver. This is getting a little harder. You may or may not know this.
Okay, that's tougher.
I watched this a lot as a kid, but we'll see. This song is Consider Yourself. Well-known song in the show. Consider yourself at home. Consider yourself one of the family. We've taken to you so strong. It's clear we're...
going to get along.
That's right.
Ooh, all right.
Have you done Oliver or seen Oliver or just know that song?
I've seen Oliver on stage. I've never directed the musical of Oliver, so I don't know the music super well.
I think you directed a non-musical Oliver at one point.
I did, but that didn't help me with those lyrics at all.
No, it didn't. I know Elena and I just went and saw Oliver recently.
Yeah, I would have known that.
Yeah, sorry. I should have given you that song, but it is what it is. Okay. Here we are to the bonus question for the musical theater kids. Okay, kids, this is from Hairspray, the musical. And there is a movie version of the musical as well. Two movies. One of them is a musical. So I can't tell you the title of this song, but it's like the grand finale song. And the title of the song is how you're going to finish that lyric. Okay?
Okay.
Because the world keeps spinning round and round, and my heart's keeping time to the speed of the sound. I was lost till I heard the drums, then I found my way. Because you can't.
Stop the beat.
Yes! Good job, my musical theater nerd kids.
Yeah. I feel like I've just like heard that, and I just like... And it just like popped into my mind because you can't stop the beat.
Yeah. To be fair, I like all these songs and listen to them quite a bit. So they're somewhere in your subconscious. Yeah.
Marsha, are you a fan of that show?
Yeah. I really like Hairspray.
Yeah.
Hairspray's good. It's a good one for sure. Okay, Zach, the parents' bonus questions are where I can put Sondheim musicals.
Okay. All right.
I think you'll get this. This is a more mainstream Sondheim musical. I can tell you the name of the song. And the show. This is from Sweeney Todd, The Ballad of Sweeney Todd, opening number. Attend the tale of Sweeney Todd. His skin was pale and his eye was odd. He shaved the faces of gentlemen who never thereafter were heard of again. He trod the path that few have trod, did Sweeney Todd. What's next?
The Demon, Barbara.
It's so low. Did I start too low? No.
The Demon Barber of Fleet Street.
Yes, that's right. That's right. Sorry, I started so low.
I was just preparing for something much harder. And then when I got The Demon Barber of Fleet Street, I thought, okay, I can do this.
Yep. Yes, that's because you're a musical theater nerd. See, that is the musical theater nerd question. And I don't think most people know that Sweeney Todd is The Demon Barber of Fleet Street, but our family does.
I've watched the movie once.
Yeah. It's.
Did
it's,
you like it? Pretty good.
All right.
We're doing really well. Kids have 6 points. Team parents, 7 points.
With the bonus questions, yes. So, Zach, you've gotten them all right.
So far.
Kids just missed The Sound of Music, Avita saying adieu to you and you and you. Going strong into round 2. Here we are in round 2. The questions are going to get a little bit harder, but still nothing too difficult, I don't think. We could not have a Broadway show tune finish that lyric without at least one song from Hamilton. Kids, you ready for a little Hamilton?
Yes.
Okay. So this is You'll Be Back from Hamilton.
My favorite song.
Good, good. So can you finish this lyric to your favorite song from Hamilton? Oceans rise, empires fall. We have seen each other through it all. And when push comes to shove, I will send a fully armed battalion to...
Remind you of my love, da 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 da, da 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 da.
Yep, you even got all the da 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 does. Well done.
Impressive.
Good song. Good song. I think Jimmy Fallon does a version of that song on the Hamilton mixtape that I really, really like.
I'll have to check it out.
It's a good one.
That
it's
is
a good
my
one.
Favorite song from Hamilton.
Yeah. I mean, not that the Jonathan Groff version isn't amazing. It's just that Jimmy Fallon is also cute. First question of round two for parents. We have a little Cats, Zach. I know it's not your favorite musical.
It's not. I might be in trouble now.
All right. But this is a very famous song, whether you know Cats or not. I'm going to try to start this in the right key so I don't go too high or low. Let's see how that goes. Memory, all alone in the moonlight. I can smile at the old days. I was beautiful then. I remember a time I knew what happiness was. Let the memory. Do you know it? So it rhymes with, life was beautiful then. I remember a time I knew what happiness was. Let the memory.
Now, oh, I do. Start again.
Close, oh! close. It is again.
Begin again? No, it's getting farther away.
Yeah, colder. Let the memory live again. Yeah. All right. No points. For dad. All right, kids. You might have a chance here. Yeah, Cats is a Cats.
It's a particular taste.
Yeah, the movie was... Wow. Kids, you went and saw the movie of Cats.
It was a lot.
It was something.
It was either immediately pre-COVID or post-COVID. I don't remember, but it was Cats.
Yeah, I actually really liked Cats.
Did you like the movie?
Yeah.
Yeah, James Corden was cute as Busta for Jones.
There were a lot of great performers in it.
Yeah. Yeah, no, the performers and the singing and dancing were great. It was just the Cats. Like, they were so catty. Yeah.
James Corden was in it?
James Corden was Busta for Jones is not skin and bones.
Oh.
Yeah, he was like the cat in the tuxedo.
Yeah, I don't understand why there needs to be a musical about cats.
No one understands why there needs to be a musical about cats. There just is. And I actually really, really loved Cats when I was your age. I would like dance to my cassette tape of Cats in the basement and McCavity and Jellicle Cats and Mungo Jerry and Rebel Teaser. Yeah, I am a Cats nerd for sure.
Wait, I thought Cats just came out like a couple of years ago.
The movie did, but the musical was way back from like the early 80s.
Oh, got it.
All right. People have been dancing in leotards like Cats for decades and decades. Kids, question 7. You know Les Mis.
Yes.
I believe you will know this. Les Mis is a pretty standard musical. All right. And I'm pretty sure you'll know this song from it. Look down, don't look 'em in the eye. Look down, you're here until...
You die.
Yes.
Yeah. You're here until you die.
Yeah, and they're digging or pulling the ship in the movie or whatever it is.
And we're back to Hugh Jackman again.
More Hugh Jackman. He's so versatile. That's true. You can't talk about musicals with a little Hugh Jackman thrown in there. Or a lot. Hugh Jackman. All right. Yes. Les Mis. He's in the prison camp and he's working and they say, you're here until you die.
But that's not true because he's not there until he dies.
That's true. And then they immediately release him.
Yeah. I find that funny. They're like, you're here until you die.
Now release prisoner 24601.
Yeah. And here you go. Now you get to leave. That is true, Marshall. Good point. Good point. Okay. A little more Andrew Lloyd Webber coming your way, Zach, with The Phantom of the Opera. We got to celebrate a little Phantom of the Opera for having now just being closing.
Just closing it.
Yeah, on Broadway. Lots and lots of decades of running.
All right, let's see if I know it.
Okay. Well, this is from The Phantom of the Opera, the title song. And do I dream again? For now I find the Phantom of the Opera is there.
Inside my mind.
Yeah, that's it. Inside my mind. Yep, yep, yep. That's it.
I saw that show when I was in college, probably 20 years old.
On Broadway?
West End in London.
West End. Ooh,
it was fantastic. It was a great show. Yeah. I'm glad I saw it before it closed recently.
Yeah, I saw it like in San Francisco or something, like with high school. It's good. It was good. It's not my fave.
Mine either.
No, but it's had a good run on Broadway. I'm sure it'll tour, I would imagine. Okay, kids. I know you've seen this back in the day. You might not be able to finish the lyric, but I don't have a lot of Disney on here. There are a lot of Disney musicals, but we did a Disney finish that lyric. But this specifically was a movie musical first. So I have some Chitty Chitty Bang Bang in here. And I know you've seen it. I don't know if you know the end. But the song goes like this. Oh, you pretty chitty bang bang, chitty chitty bang bang, we love you. And our pretty chitty bang bang, chitty chitty bang bang.
Loves us too.
That's right.
Oh, loves nice. Us too. Yeah.
That car had a lot of love.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Chitty Bang Bang was fun.
Yeah, it's a fun show.
It's a weird, weird show.
It's a weird little...
The kidnapper guy's kind of scary.
Yeah,
Kitty snatcher, I think.
Yeah, he's a little creepy. That is true. That is true. I kind of was creeped out as a kid fully by Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. I didn't watch it a lot because it was just kind of scary, but Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, they go on a lot of adventures. It's a weird little story. Zach. Okay, Fiddler on the Roof. Yes.
All right.
It's a must have in any show tune episode. This is a classic song, If I Were a Rich Man.
Okay.
From Fiddler on the Roof. If I were a rich man, yabba deba 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 dum, all day long I'd biddy biddy bum. If
I were a wealthy man.
Oh, I wouldn't have to work hard. Yep, that's correct.
Build one long staircase just going up and one even longer going down.
Yep.
How's and that
one
possible?
Leading nowhere just for show.
One leading nowhere just for show.
Yeah, it's a good song. It's a good song. Great musical. Good musical. There is the documentary about Fiddler on the Roof. So fascinating. Just really amazing.
It.
Yeah, yeah. I forget what it's called. Really, really good. Should watch it.
It might be called the documentary about the Fiddler on the Roof.
Might be. I think it's just called Fiddler. I'm not totally sure. But if you Google Fiddler on the Roof documentary, it'll come up. Okay. Kids, if you haven't seen this, then it's just an important and iconic song to know. Kids, question 9, Singing in the Rain. From the song Singing in the Rain. Okay. Singing in the rain, I'm singing in the rain. What a glorious feeling I'm.
Singing in the rain. Something like that? I've never heard the actual song.
Singing in the rain.
I've heard it of the song.
Oh, I'm singing in the rain.
That actually wouldn't be a bad.
Oh, it's a glorious
What a glorious feeling. I'm singing in the rain.
It's the only lyrics, the whole song.
Oh, I'm singing in the rain.
Zach, can you finish it? Zach, for the steal. Not that you steal points, but.
I'm happy again.
Yeah, I'm happy again.
Oh, because if it was singing, I'm singing in the rain. Then you couldn't have told me the.
Yeah, I wouldn't have said. Right. I mean, you would have maybe caught on with the first lyrics being singing in the rain. Yes, I'm happy again.
That's a great one. One of these days, we will watch Singing in the Rain with you. It's old, but it is a good one.
And Gene Kelly's tap dancing with the water, and it's like real water in a studio. It was a big deal.
The light post.
Yeah, it was a big deal for its time. It was cool.
I like it.
And he's amazing. It's amazing. Good show. Parents, question 9. All right. I do think that for most people, this is trickier, but you will likely know this. This is from Cabaret. Title song, Cabaret. What good is sitting alone in your room? Come hear the music play. Life is a cabaret, old chum.
Come to the cabaret.
Yeah, come to the cabaret.
Right?
That's correct. Yes, your face was like, is that right? Yes, it's correct. No,
I know it to have the word cabaret in it.
I know cabaret was in the title, but I wouldn't have given you the points if you didn't get the come to the, yes. Yep, cabaret.
One of my absolute all-time favorites.
Yeah, it's a classic. It's a good show. All right, kids. Another Disney. This is number 10. This is the hardest one other than the bonus questions. Mary Poppins, which you've seen.
Is it Spoonful of Sugar?
So I was going to do Spoonful of Sugar, but I did that in the Disney one.
Yeah.
So I went for a little bit of a maybe harder song. Well, I don't know. We'll see. This is Feed the Birds.
We did sing this one to you when you were little as well.
I sang this like almost every night for a few years. So it does have a word in it that's a little tricky. Come feed the little birds. Show them you care. And they'll be glad if you do. Their young ones are hungry. Their nests are so bare. All it takes is...
a tuppence from you.
Yeah. Takes his tuppence from you. That's correct. That's a tricky word, tuppence.
All it takes is some bird seed.
Yeah, that is true. But you have to pay the tuppence to get the bird seed.
Tuppence to buy the bird seed.
Yeah. Good job. Good job, Lena. You got it. I think our scores are going to be high.
We're doing good.
Going to have some high
scores.
Close. All right. This is a popular musical, but it has not been made into a movie. So yet, I believe it is on its way. So I put it as a parent's question 10. And I know you've heard this song, but I don't know if you'll be able to know this part of it. This is Wicked, Defying Gravity. All right. And I'm going to try to sing this song. I'm going to see how that goes. It's time to try defying gravity. I think I'll try defying gravity. Yeah, this is a hard part of it because it's question 10.
I don't think
because everyone knows the defying gravity part, but do you know what it says next?
And you can't stop me now.
Close. If she's trying to go up and fly, what would they maybe try to do?
Can't catch me now.
Oh, I know it.
Oh, you know it, Elena? Oh, okay. Do you want to steal it from Dad?
And you won't bring me down.
Yeah. And you won't bring me down. Yeah. That's right. How'd you know that?
Well, we've just listened to the soundtrack a lot in the car.
Oh, yeah, we do listen to it. Like a long time ago, though. We've never watched the play.
I don't think so.
No, yeah, I've never taken you to the play. So, well, we'll see the play someday, and it's coming out to be a movie, so we'll definitely watch that. So, kids, your final bonus question. This is worth 3 points. This was made into a movie, but it is not a super popular musical. This is In the Heights. And it is from the song In the Heights. And the hard part about the chorus is it changes a little bit every time he sings it. So let's see if you know this part. This is the bonus. You may or may not know it. In the heights, I hang my flag upon display. It reminds me that I came from...
miles away.
Yes. Oh. Ooh, the musical theater nerd 3-point question. Yeah, I love that musical.
Me too. It's the best.
Yeah, it's become a little more mainstream as Lin-Manuel Miranda becomes super, super popular and it became a movie and a lot of people know it now, which is great.
Yeah, I used to be like, there was a period of time where like I was obsessed with In the Heights, like in the car and on the plane. I would like listen to it the whole time.
I knew you liked it. I didn't know if you would have that detail memorized or not. But
I think
you did.
For a while, I had like the whole thing memorized.
I think you did.
And I think that just unlocked like a part of my brain that.
That's true. I should have done like
that.
A Spanish part.
I would not have gotten that.
Yeah, give me a chance here.
Yeah. Okay. This has been made into a movie, and it's important to musical theater people. But this is for the musical theater diehards out there. This is Agony from Into the Woods.
Okay.
Agony far more painful than yours when you know she would go with you if there only.
Were doors.
Yes, I didn't make these hard enough.
We are a family of theater nerds.
I know, but I didn't want to do like, this is from Follies. Like,
but I mean,
that would be the real musical theater.
But I am
theater.
Not a theater nerd.
Yeah, Marshall is his own non...
I will never
like
be.
Theater enjoying adjacent person, but not a nerd. Okay, well, I just didn't make those hard enough. But I think for our mainstream audience, probably, that's a little nod to people who, just know a little bit more and have a little bit more in their soul of those musical theater tunes. But Zach and Elena, you nailed it. Good job. So your points are going to be real high on this, but I'm interested in how it turned out. Who won?
We did pretty well. Team Parents, 16 out of 20 points.
Okay.
There were a couple in there I should have known better. But I have to pass the torch onto my child because Team Kids got 17 points in the win.
Yeah, well, your children, because Marsh got some of those. Les Mis, Spirited.
Sweeney Todd. You know some good ones in there, Marshall.
Yeah. Oh,
Sweeney Todd? You did the Sweeney Todd.
Yeah, but oh, you knew it. I know. You have. If you grow up around it, you're going to know it whether it's your passion or not. I know. So thank you to our listeners for requesting More Finish That Lyric. It came to you from our musical theater hearts, and we hope you enjoyed it and tell us more of what you'd like to hear. And remember to follow us on Instagram or Facebook.
Thanks for listening.
See ya.
Bye.
Bye.